We are in 5 BC. We are discussing today our discussion topic, and we're discussing whether children should be able to blog on the internet. Our first point is from Nicole.
Saying that people are from different countries, we can teach them how to do our kind of things and learn different things that they don't know.
So we are able to speak and communicate to different countries and different cultures, which we may never meet. Very interesting point. We'll go over to the against point, who is going to argue against that. Molly?
I don't think that kids should do blogging because you could have a cyber bullier on there, and then you could put inappropriate things on there.
Okay, very interesting point. However, does that mean that you shouldn't speak to new people at all? Jack?
I think there are certain ways on the laptop to block people from talking to you if anyone is bothering you. So you're always really safe if there is a cyberbully because you can just stop them at once.
Okay, Molly's got a little reply.
Well, if you're getting cyberbullied on like Facebook or Twitter or something, then even though you can block them, they could have like an account or their name, just a load of random letters and numbers, so that you can't really remember it, so you can't type in their name to block them.
Very fair point again, Molly. Fair enough. Okay, let's move on to a different point. Sean, what's the point you want to... We were just speaking about cyberbullying. My point to the class now is it too late? Once you have been cyberbullied, is it then too late to cause a lockdown? Is that too late because the event has already happened? What were you going to say, Amy?
Oh, I was
going to
say, like, if you wouldn't be silly enough to add someone that you don't know. If you're going to have Facebook and Twitter, why don't you just have people like... your mum, your dad, your auntie, your uncle, or some kind of friends from school.
So you think that you should be more careful before rather than learn from your experiences?
Yeah, because then it's your, basically, if you just add someone you don't know, then it's your fault if you get cyberbullied.
I wouldn't say it's your fault. I think you've used the wrong words there. I wouldn't say it's your fault. I don't think anybody intentionally goes to that. But interesting point. Okay, let's move on for a different point. From Chloe.
I think that children should be allowed to blog because it allows them to know what people are thinking about them. Because like, if you have a friend and they're a really good friend, they don't want to hurt your feelings, but you want them to tell you the truth about like what they think about you and how you blog and what you think, then if you go on blogs, people actually do write the truth.
So people can be more honest behind a keyboard rather than face to face. The against panel, is that a good thing that someone can say something to you behind a keyboard rather than face to face? Lauren, you're shaking your head at me. Why?
Because it wouldn't be good for your socialisation. Because if it's like somebody that you don't know, but you do know, and they're using a fake name, it can also cause something to your brain, and you could be like, oh, who is this person? Who is this person? And you may be thinking, right, if they're not going to be nice, then.
I couldn't agree more with that point. Yeah, fair enough.
If you do know them, you know that they're like, you want them to tell you what they think, then they could like, if you want them, if you wanted to know what that stranger was thinking about you, you could like reply to them. If you're doing it at school, you could ask the teacher to reply to them and say like, ask if they like want you to do a blog about something certain. Like if they wanted you to do, if they didn't really like that the theme of the blog, they could like ask. If you replied to them, they could reply back and ask you to do a blog about something.
So in school, you're much safer. Absolutely, yeah. You want to argue back to that, Lauren?
Blogging isn't very safe for children because if they're like blogging all night at home, then it could do something to their schoolwork, and it's not very healthy for children.
Yeah, we spoke about in class just before we did this audio boom today that it can affect people's health. Obviously, we're talking about children, so it can affect children's health both socially mentally, and obviously you're talking about there, Lauren, about staying up late at night. Is that good for you?
If you stayed up too late at night, and if you're blogging too late at night, if you went into school the next day, you'll be really grumpy and you wouldn't be yourself, and you'll be like really nasty, and you could lose a lot of friends.
Just roughly, hands up in here, how many people believe that by staying up late and by playing on the computer or blogging in such a way can affect your mood or your ability to concentrate in class the following day? So we've got roughly, I think that's 80-85%, which is the same, Mr. Kirby. 80-85% of the class believe that it does, which is very interesting. Okay, the next point for children blogging then comes from Charlotte.
Well, I think children should blog because technology is getting more advanced, and in the future, technology is going to be used more in daily life. And so if we learn how to use it in a younger age, we're going to know how to use it later on in our life.
So, in school at the moment, we're obviously using the blog today. Is that beneficial for us further down the line? Good question. Problem posed and a good point made. Brian, you were shaking your head at me.
I think there should be a time limit. How much you blog.
What, for children?
Yeah, for children.
Or just in general?
For children and all the time, because if you're like older and you don't have a time limit, and if you don't sleep and you have work, you'll be like really down at work, like sleepy. And when you're a child, you'll be sleepy at school.
Very interesting point made. Connor would like to disagree with Brian.
Say there's a blog that just came up and the time is about to run out. You're halfway through writing your comment and just it logs you out. It must be really annoying because something you may want to answer, someone asks something or something.
Okay, so Tomat's going to start a new point about developing bad habits.
So if you have a blog and your parents don't like you to go on your blog, you will just learn to do it behind your parents' back, and when you grow up, that will get even worse.
Okay, so we're talking about blogging without parents knowing, and is that a good thing? That is a very firm point moved against.
Okay, on Connor's point, I'd like to argue with that. Basically, instead of using, let's say, snappy words or something like that, which is a site to get better words on the laptop, I don't see why someone could go and get a dictionary instead. And like saying sending a message, I don't see what's wrong with just sending a postcard or sending a letter.
Okay, a superb point there from Jack. Is there anybody else who would like to either argue that point or anybody who would like to raise a new point? Straight over to Leon.
Well, I'm going to argue with Jack's point because letters take a long time to be delivered, around a week or so, when if you just send a message, it'll take 3 seconds.
Superb point there from Leon. Is anyone who would like to challenge that point? Or again, have we got another point? We've got lots of for and lots of against here. We've got some people who are sitting on the fence. Is anyone else who is for? Is anyone who would like to challenge that point or would like to be for?
I would like to go against Leon because sometimes if you send it, you might not send it, you might delete it, and they might not get it.
Basically pressing the wrong button.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Lauren, is that a point that you'd like to challenge?
I'm against Leon with the whole letters thing, but you can use stamps, first class or second class. Thank you.